any surprises in the final 22? Mr. Mullins doesn't appear.
No, nothing from Willie. Although the kind of the suggestion was that probably wouldn't have anything. Obviously, William Haggis very strongly represented with Garzy and Candleford, who will have massive chances. Earl of Tyrone for Paddy Toomey runs. You've got Alfred Boucher who won here on Wednesday. Eucan Glenn, who's running the race a few times, he's drawn in two. Shanro for Carl Thornton in three, and then Jesse Harrington, another one of the Irish horses who's been well supported, in six. So look, it looks a real good quality race, Mike. Can't wait for it.
With the Earl of Tyrone drawn in eight low, is that going to affect the market much, do you think?
Not particularly. I think we've seen kind of the last few renewals of the Sky Bet Ebor that you can win from out wide in the 20s. But obviously, eight looks a nice draw. But, you know, look, it's over a mile and six. Everything's absolutely fully tuned up for the race. And, you know, who knows? We'll wait and see. But there's certainly no... It doesn't appear on the face of it that eight's certainly shouldn't be a problem for Earl of Tyrone anyway.
And finally, a penny for the thoughts of David O'Mara. Top one gets shirty, and he's drawn halfway to, well, he's 24.
Yeah, drawn out wide. I think it was Muntathar that won, wasn't it, for Jim Crowley a few years back, and I'm pretty sure he was drawn 21-22. But obviously it's not an ideal draw. He would have preferred it a lot lower, but, you know, it can be done, Mike. It can be done.